Blog Talk Radio.
You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Hello?
You singing, baby?
Oh, Lord. I thought that was scary because the phone had cut. I'm like, what is going on? Okay, I'm going to have to restart. I'm sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Is it rolling, sweetie? Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry. And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can sing. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. I know that I can make it. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, I devour what's in your sin. Lord, your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. You know my name.
Hallelujah.
You know my name.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, you know my name. You know my name. And oh, how he walked with me. And oh, how he talked with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. He knows my name.
Hallelujah.
He knows my name. He knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. And oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he walks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Yes, you know my name. And oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. And it still amazes me that I am your friend. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Amen, amen. You just heard a Shayla Hilton, Houston, Texas, praise and worship leader. Amen, amen. Thank you, Shayla. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, my God. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be afraid. All we have to do is lift our hand to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's good news, ain't it? Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. And he knows our name. Oh, she said he knows our name. Oh, he guides us. He counsels us. Oh, my God, that is good news. And, oh, my God, this evening we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. That's something to shout about. Hallelujah, our Savior who died, oh, God, to that we may be free. Amen, that we may be saved, that we may be redeemed. He redeemed us. Amen, amen. It's all right to praise him, saints. Give him some glory. Give him praise. Amen. We are just glad about it. We are so glad. And he said in the word, remember me. Amen, amen. Give us a counselor. We shall remember him through the Lord's Supper. Amen. His body and his blood. Oh, my. Remember him. So we are remembering him and what he has done. But most of all, my God, what he's going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank you. Just show up. Our ministry is reaching out. Amen, amen. And I, Betty Alford, and my husband, Minister L.C., Alford in his absence. Amen, amen. Host and co-host. Amen. All right. We just show up. Our ministry is reaching out to the lost, outcast, hurting, lonely, depressed, oppressed, offering God gift of love as Jesus did to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus, knowing her condition, he offered her a free gift. Oh, my God, gift of living water. Amen, amen, amen. That would come bubbling through her until eternal life. God, hallelujah, he knows our situation this evening. He knows our situation. Hallelujah. He knew our situation. Amen. That's why he said, God so loved the world. The scripture said, John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him, what? Should not perish. Shall not perish. We don't have to perish this evening because we believe, amen, amen, on the everlasting Father and his only begotten son. Amen. And what he done for us. And we are just so glad, amen, amen, at this resurrection season to just be thankful and glad towards him for that reason. Amen, amen, amen. We are going to go on in. Once again, I say thanks to Inspiring Evangelist Shayla Hilton. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to go into, we're going to have scripture reading. Amen. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Amen. I'm going to read a few verses. Amen, amen, amen. If you're out there, give me a little feedback so I can hear you, if you can hear me out there. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God, praise God. I like that. I like that. Good evening. 15 verse beginning at the first 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning at the first verse. And it said, let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcome it. You welcome it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you, unless, of course, you believe something that was never true in the first place. Verse 3 says, I pass on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins. Just as the scripture said, he was buried, and he was raised from the dead for our sins. Just as the scripture said, he was buried, I read that already, from the dead, amen, on the third day. He was seen by Peter, And then by 12, by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. We're talking about this is over 2,000 years ago. Then he was seen by James and later by the apostles, talking about Paul himself. Last of all, as though I had been born at the wrong time, I also saw him, for I am the least of all the apostles. In fact, I'm not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted the churches. Amen, amen. But whatever I am, it is all because God poured out on me, still pouring out special favors, little one. And now without results, I have worked harder than any of the apostles. Yet it was not I, but God working through me by grace. It makes no difference whether I preach or they preach. We all preach the same message you have already believed. Amen. 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 And so we thank the Lord, amen, for the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the reading of his word. Amen, amen, amen. And I just want to read this right here, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and the 23rd verse. And it says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Same way he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with the blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. Amen, amen. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he come again. Amen, amen. That is the order of the Lord's Supper. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this special occasion, oh Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us to come into this season, oh Father God. We thank you for every day, every hour, every opportunity we have, oh God, to sing, oh God, oh praising you, Father God, and coming together, oh God, with your people, oh Father God, and just sharing the good news, oh God. Oh God, just loving the scripture said, let us exalt the Lord together. Amen. We come together to exalt you, Lord God. Oh God, I ask that you to bless every heart, God. Bless every heart, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you are sitting high and you're looking low, and you know every individual, you know the circumstances, the situation, you know all about us, oh God. Oh God, bless us where we stand, sit or lay, oh God. Bless our friends and families and loved ones, oh God. Oh God, oh God, we'll be so grateful, God, to give you all of the glory. Oh God, come on into the meeting this evening, oh Father God. Come in, oh God, it's all about you. It's all about your son, Jesus. Amen, and his shed blood on Calvary. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now, at this time, I would like to Minister Mims on the line.
Yes.
Will you come forward, Minister Mims?
Yes, Father. We thank you, Lord, for another day, Lord, that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We know, Lord, that there's nothing too impossible, Lord, that you cannot do, because whatever situation we're going through in our lives, Lord, you are there with us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Change it around, Lord. And I just thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the situations that are going on, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with our people, Lord. Whatever situations are, Lord, you are there in the midst of it, Lord, to take care of it, Lord. And I thank you for it, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord, for keeping us covered in the blood, Father, each and every day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed will prosper, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for each and every pastor, Lord, each and every minister, preacher, and teacher, Lord, every evangelist, Lord, and bishop, Lord, in the name of covenant of word, Lord, and that when you give them a word, Father, that you give them a word, Father, to give to your potential, your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there be a hearer and a doer of it, Father, and help us, O Lord, to understand it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you're once again, Lord, watching over the children, Father, and the grandparents and the parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you're keeping them both covered in the blood, Father. Thank you for protecting them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. Thank you for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that are in need of a healing, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and we honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And just revealing to us what's going on, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. That the blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for shedding it for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, and dying for us, Lord. Dying for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus for our sins, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, like I said, so much going on, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, once again that you are in the midst of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on this line, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you're in the midst of their situations, whatever they may be, if any, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for watching over them, Lord, and keeping them and carrying them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for your unchanging hands, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I can thank you for a lot, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you know my heart, Father. You know, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You created me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for being such a gentleman, Lord, that no matter, Lord, what we may go through in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord, you continue to watch over us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for obedience, Lord. Help us to be obedient, Lord, to the way you want us to be, Lord. Thank you for your word that your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, is true, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. And I praise you, and I honor you, and I glorify your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us, O Lord, to keep our minds, Lord, stayed upon you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you surround us with your angels each and every day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the line, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Zadie and her husband, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, what you're doing for the children, Father, and others, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Keep them covered in the blood, Father. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I give you and continue to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father, for your unchanging hand, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. Because the victory is already won, no matter what we're going through in our lives. The victory is already won in Jesus' name. Because the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Come forth to the firstborn. Sister Peggy Born, come forth for the win.
I'm on. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Okay, come on.
Okay, Well, I have everything special today. I'm a little overwhelmed today. Okay, let's sing a little verse of a song, okay? Sing a verse of a song, okay? You've been waiting on a blessing. See, it just won't come. Body is sick, pain's everywhere. It just seems nobody cares. But the devil is a liar. And he's a deceiver too. God, my God, is not through. Let's him do. God is not through. Bless him you. God, he's not through. He's not through blessing you. You've been waiting and waiting and waiting, oh, on a blessing, Lord. It just seems like it just won't come.
No.
Body is sick, pain's everywhere. Just seems like nobody cares. But the devil is a liar. And he's a deceiver too. My God is not through. He's not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. God is not through. He's not through blessing you. God is not through. He's just not through blessing you. Oh, God is not through. Not through. He's not through blessing you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless his name. Thank you. Hallelujah. He's not through blessing us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless his name. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Whatever this issue was.
Oh, God. Yes. Thank you.
Not through. Feel like it. Oh, God is not going to do anything. He's not through.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He's not healing you. Oh, my God. He's not through. Amen.
Yeah.
Through. Hallelujah. And he's telling you to just put them on me because I care for you. Amen. Amen. And right now we are going to ask who all on the line that would like to announce themselves at this time. Amen. We're going to check, go through the kids' corner first. Do we have any kids in the corner? Any kids? Okay. We know this is the season where kids are out selling, you know, getting their little baskets and stuff together. So we'll accept that. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we have Sister Peggy. Minister Mim. And Minister Sharon. Okay, Mother Wynn.
It's Peggy Barnes.
Yes, ma'am. Got you, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have? Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Who is this?
This is Bridget Nichols. Hello, TT.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
That's Carolyn Peters.
Do we have the shining stars?
I thought she was on. I'm texting her now. She said her phone had died, but I'm trying to see if she her phone back charging.
Okay.
I'm finna get in touch with her because she said she was on.
Okay.
They on. I'm finna make sure.
Okay.
Shining stars from Macomb, Mississippi. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. We're gonna go right on into the children's corner and the children can come forth even right now. Did I see Minister Carolyn Peters out there?
Yeah. I'm here.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Well Sister Bridget, can you come forth and introduce your children and y'all come in the Lord lead you? I thank the Lord for all of the silent participants. Amen, amen. I want you to know that you are a blessing. Okay, you want us to give you a minute, Sister Bridget? We'll give her a minute while we're doing that. We are asking Mr. Callum Peters to come forward.
Now, I really wasn't prepared to come forth with anything.
Okay.
But share my Sunday school lesson.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's coming from, I got to get to my Bible, coming from Matthew chapter 28. Let me find my Bible out. Yeah, I was laid back listening. Now, would this be funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to
one second. Here we go.
Okay. Go to Minister Sharon. Sheriff, you should be ready. Amen.
Okay.
Like that, Minister Sharon Richardson, will you come forward?
Yes, I'm here, Minister Zeta. Good evening, everyone. I'm going to do a prayer. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for being God all by yourself, Lord God. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins, Lord God. Thank you for blessing me, Lord God. Thank you for being there when I need you, Lord God. Thank you for being there when I didn't even know you was there, oh Lord. I thank you for this line, Lord God. I thank you for blessing Sister Zadie and her husband in his absence. In the name of Jesus, cover her husband, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet with your precious blood and your anointed oil of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for him, Lord God. Thank you for blessing this congregation, Lord God. Thank you for blessing the little children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for allowing us another day to see, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for being so merciful, so understanding, Lord God. Lord, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
You're so awesome. You really is so good. Oh, you're so kind. You're so merciful, Lord God. And I just thank you for your blessing. Father God, thank you for blessing my pastor, Pastor Kenny P. Stratton, Lord God. Thank you for your head of protection around about him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for blessing each and every one in the facility with him, Lord God. Thank you for blessing the doctors, the nurses, DNAs, all in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you for blessing my family, Lord God. Thank you for watching over them, Lord God. Thank you for keeping them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord. You're so good. I thank you for watching over Ukraine, Lord God. I thank you for watching over Russia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bring peace in the city, Lord God. With all this killing, Lord God, you know what's going on in the city, Lord God, and I just thank you. Thank you, Father God, for blessing this city in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing the homeless people. Thank you for blessing those that sick, Lord God. Thank you for touching their body, Lord God, and healing their bodies in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I just thank you for all that you're doing and yet going to do in my life, in everyone's life, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I give you the praise, give you the honor, give you the glory. In Jesus' special, yes, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, and thank you, God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you ready, Master Peters?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I'm gonna come from Psalms 136. And Psalms 136 is a thanksgiving to God for his enduring mercy. And in nowadays and times, we need the mercy of God each and every day. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he's good. For his mercy endureth forever. Father, we thank you for your mercy on this day, Lord God. We thank you that your mercy endured forever. We thank you, Lord God, that you didn't give up on us, Lord God. Sometimes we give up on ourselves, but Father God, we thank you that your mercy endured forever. Your love endured forever. Your grace endured forever. All give thanks to God because he is the King of kings and he's the Lord of lords. For his mercy endure forever. Oh, we praise you, Lord, for being king over our lives. We praise you for being God. We praise you and we love you, Lord God, because you are the God. You're the only God, Lord God, that has all authority and all power in your hand. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his mercy endure forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. The wonders of God never cease. There is nothing impossible with God. God is always, always opening doors for us. He will open locked doors. He will open closed doors. He will open doors that has been just shut in your face. He can turn it around and open it right back up. All we have to do is thank and praise him for his mercy endureth forever. To him who by wisdom made the heaven, God made everything. He made it from his infinite wisdom. He created this world and everything that's in this world. His mercy endured forever. He loved us so that he put us in this world and he gave us a job to do. His mercy endured forever. To him who laid out the earth above the water, for his mercy endured forever. All give thanks to him who made great light. By his mercy endure forever. He made the sun to rule by the day, for his mercy endure forever, and the moon and the stars to rule by night. And we thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to stumble around in no darkness, because you are the light, Lord God, and you are that light. You gave your light to the world so that it can shine through us, so that every dark thing has to flee. When the light of Jesus come into our lives, everything in us that's dark has to flee in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for moving the darkness out of us. We thank you, Father God, for shining your bright light upon us. We thank you for giving us that light so we can be a beacon light, Lord God, to a dying world, Lord God. We thank you that your mercy endured forever. Lord God, just like you struck down the firstborn of Egypt, Lord God, for our sake, Lord God, your mercy endured forever. And you brought your people out of Israel after being enslaved, Lord God, for over 400 years, Lord God. They was enslaved. And, Lord God, some of us are still walking in slavery, Lord God. We're walking bound, Lord God. We're praising you, but we're bound, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that same God that delivered the children of Israel, Lord God, from the bondage of Egypt, Lord God, to deliver us from our Egypt, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to unbound hands, unbound feet, Lord God. Break every chain in our lives, Lord God, because you are merciful, God, and your love endured forever, Lord God. We thank you that you part red seas in our lives and we can walk through our troubles and our trial on dry land, Lord God, because of the mercy and the love that you have for, Lord God. And every Pharaoh in our lives is being drowned, Lord God, as because of your mercy and your love, Lord God. We thank you for leading us through all of our wilderness, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes you bring us in, but you also bring us out. And we thank you for walking by our side. We thank you for being at our side. We thank you for being God. We thank you for having mercy on us. We thank you for the love that you shared for us. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you that all power is given unto you, all authority is given unto you. We just thank and love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. As we go forth remembering your resurrection, Lord God, let us remember that your mission was completed, Lord God, on this earth, Lord God, that you, Lord God, conquered sin and death, Lord God. And you rose, Lord God. You're not still in the grave, Lord God. We thank you for being a living God. We thank you for living in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, because your love endures forever. Oh, we just praise you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. And we thank you and we love you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.
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 The Lord. Amen. Amen. Minister, Mother Wynn, are you available? Mother Wynn, Mother Vivian George.
Yes, yes, sweetheart.
Are the children ready? Are the children ready? The shining stars ready? Okay, come forward, Minister George.
Praise God, praise God. Y'all know I just want to bless the line tonight. But I heard that little song in my spirit since I've been listening. It say, because he lives, I can say tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. For I know. I can face tomorrow. The life is worth the living just because he lives. Yeah, I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because I believe in my heart and I know that he is a risen Lord and he did it for us. Praise God. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And I know that I can face tomorrow. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Praise God. Just because he lives. And he's living, ever living for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that has appeared on this line tonight, God. And his life is worth the living because, God, you have allowed every breath to breathe tonight, God. You have allowed, Father God, to come together again tonight, God. Thank you. Lord God, we come with thanksgiving, God. Oh, God, for what you have done, because if it wasn't for you, now, God, oh, Father God, you know every heart here tonight, God. You know everyone that is gathered here tonight, God. It's just like little chicken in a basket, God. We are here, God, worshiping you, lifting up your name, oh, God, that you be glorified, because you said glorify you, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glorify you, Father God. Oh, for you are God. You are God. And there and there else like you. Oh, Father God, what you have done for us, go, God. We want you to go and tell it, God. You said go, you told. Oh, God, I remember in the word, God, when they had gathered together, God. Lord God, you got them together. It was 500 one time, then there was two. God, it don't matter how many it is. You said go and tell.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And Father, I just bless each one that is going forth in you, God, telling about this good news of Jesus Christ, what he has done for us, God. We are excited, God, even the more today than we were last year. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pour out your blessing, God. Continue moving and throughout your children continuously, God. Oh, God, you promise you will. We are expecting you to do great things and mighty things from now on out, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Wynn, come forth. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. God is so good. We have so much to be grateful for. Amen. Because we could have been in our sin on our way to a burning hell, but God loved us so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, God, we're going to bless him at all times. His praise will continue to be in our mouth. Thank you, God. Now, thanking him. Amen. When we was wretched and undone, Jesus came and gave his life. That we might have life. Why? Because he lived, we can live. Amen. Don't know, we thank God. I'm going to read this scripture here. It came to mind, St. John 3 and 16. I know we are all familiar with that scripture. And that scripture tells us that's the most important scripture it is. To me, because it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish. Now, you know, we was wretched, undone, lost, and on our way to a burning hell, but God loved us.
Thank you.
Adam messed up in the garden. Amen. God said in the beginning, oh, everything he made was good. So you know what? He didn't destroy that what was good, but he made preparation for us, amen, that we don't have to, amen, live in sin. But have eternal life. We got eternal life. Ain't that great? Amen. Because this life that we experiencing here on earth, amen, it's a life that, my God, that if we had to live in this kind of situation, we all would be destroying one another. But thank God for, hallelujah, saved us, gave us his love. His love dwells in us. Amen. So it said, he said, for God so loved the world, he loved everybody. Everybody, God loved everybody. But everybody have not turned their heart to him. So you know what? I thank God that we had the wisdom and the knowledge to know that what God has done for us, that we don't have to live in sin. Amen. If you're living in sin, you're living beneath your privileges. You don't have to live in it. But he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That's what I'm living for. We're living for to have everlasting life, right? Amen. If we didn't feel like that we were going to have something better than what we have now, amen, we remain the same. But we're looking for a life, amen, everlasting. Our lives don't mean nothing to people here now. Amen. But God is preparing a place for us. He said in the 14th chapter of John, he said, where I am, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He said, and where I am, you're going to be there also. So we're going to be where Jesus is one day, and we won't have to experience all this chaos and stuff that we see. And now we will be in a place, amen, where there'll be peace and joy, amen, every day. Amen. And thank God for us as saints of God. We have peace and joy because the scripture says, as much as lying, you live peace with all men. That peace abides in us. We're not fighting against people. We're not out there doing some of them terrible things that the people that don't know Jesus. You know what? We're looking even for, amen, that place where we won't experience all of the wicked things that be going on. So I'm going to sing a little song, and I'm going to get out your way. God sent his son, and they call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. And he died, hallelujah, just to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He bled and he died for you and I. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for all that he's done for us. Because he lives, oh, we can face tomorrow. My Savior lives, my Savior lives. Because he lives, all of my fears are gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth the living Jeff, because he lives. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Savior lives all because. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 The outstanding stars called until they was coming back on, but they haven't arrived yet. So did I overlook anyone that wanted to come forward now? I thank God for you, my solid listeners. I thank God for you so much. You are a very special part of this service. Amen. 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 So we're just grateful for you. And right now, the shining stars. Oh, I thank God. Come forward, shining stars of Macomb, Mississippi. Shining stars, are you ready? Shining stars, are you ready? Let's get back on,
but no, good evening. Yes, the shining stars. They won't be on tonight. But this is Bridget Nichols from Macomb, Mississippi, mother of the shining stars. I would just, mm-hmm. you know, like to give a word of encouragement, you know, for each and every one on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, you know, encouraging word. Mm-hmm. And I was saying something tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank you, Lord, for each and every one, Lord God. Keep your angel camp around them, Father. I encourage them, Lord God, to just continue to trust and depend upon you, Father God. Lord, you're so worthy to be praised, Father. Lord, you're awesome, God. I just encourage each and every one to just keep pushing, keep believing, keep trusting in Almighty God.
Yes.
I ask you to pray for me, pray for my strength. Lord, I thank you. I bless your name. And I will sing tonight,
amen.
God is keeping me. I will sing God is keeping me.
Amen.
I will sing, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm singing, I want you to help me. Thank you, Lord. While I'm singing, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm walking, I want you to help me.
Oh, Lord, yes.
While I'm walking, I want you to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you. I bless your name. Lord, I ask you, Father God, to lead and guide each and every one, Lord God, on this radio station, on the church ministry, on outreach blog ministry. I thank you and I ask you, Lord God, to just watch over us, keep us, and thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God, God bless you, my sweet little niece. Amen. 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 Continue to just praise God. I want to ask again, did I overlook anyone that you may come forth at this time? If you would like to come forth at this time, it will be, amen. When it becomes. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God that we were able to come together. And I'm so sorry the children wasn't on, because I think this would be a wonderful time to them, for them to hear all that was said, amen, concerning the resurrection, you know, what Christ, what the Lord God has done for us, and why we celebrate this occasion, amen. I will do my best to try to download some little portions of what each one said and send it to them. So they'll be able to know, you know, they'll still get the word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For what you have done on this evening, and we are just honored and blessed. Amen. And grateful to the Almighty God. Amen. Amen. And be back the same time next week, if the Lord, you know, start laughing, you'll be able to. We'll be glad to have you again. Amen. On Sunday night, Minister Vivian George, who you hear every Saturday, most every Saturday here with me, she's on every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and then Minister Janice is every Friday night at 8 o'clock at that same number. Amen, amen, amen. So you don't have to be bored, but you got so many, you know, places, you know, lines that you can call in and always get some comfort. Amen. Amen. Get encouraged. Want us to do it. Encourage and edify one another until we all come into the unity of the faith. Amen. Amen. That's what He wants us to. Amen. So I thank God once again for each of you. Amen. And I ask that you be blessed. Amen. Until we meet again. And I'm gonna leave off singing an old familiar song. I know Mother remembers this, and I'm sure she does. And it goes like, I didn't bring another word tonight because we had wonderful words. Amen. They all were scripture that, you know, that came forth. Amen. So we just going to thank God for it. And I'm going to leave out. We're going to close out greeting everyone after I give a little bit of this song. And I know who all may remember it, but this is one of my old people. Oh, redeem, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, oh, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus will be eaten at the last Passover, and Jesus will rest upon his shoulders. He spoke these words and he was right. He said, one of you is going to betray me tonight. They began to inquire with me, which of us will do this awful sin? He said, James cried out, Lord, is it I? And Mark cried out. He said, Lord, is it I? And John cried out. He said, Lord, is it I? And Simon cried out, Lord, is it I? Judas being that deceitful man, it was he who betrayed that innocent man. 30 pieces of silver, it was done. Out in the street, himself he hung. Poor little wife said she had a dream of an innocent man she had never seen. She said, give me some water, let me wash my hands. I won't be guilty of this innocent man redeemed. Redeemed. I've been washing the blood of the Lamb. Some being his fellows off. They led my God to a Roman cross. They tied his, nailed his hand and they riddled his feet. The hammer was heard in Jerusalem street. He said, Jesus called the Father, he called him in love. The doors and the windows flew open above. The saints for the girls around their waist. The angel bowed their head and bowed their face. He redeemed, redeemed. You know I've been washing the blood of the Lamb. Oh, I've been redeemed. Come on, sing. I've been redeemed. Come on and sing. I've been redeemed. No, my God, we still will make a way. I've been in the water, and I've been in the blood. Oh, I've been in the fire. I've been washed in the blood. I've been redeemed. If you don't believe, I've been redeemed. I'm falling down. Oh, just me. I stepped in the water. The water was cold. It killed my body, but not my soul. Oh, I've been redeemed. I've been washing the blood of the Lamb.
Good night, everybody.
God bless.